Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 522. 6 Tips to Use a Standing Desk Correctly by Joe Leach with Healthline.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Welcome to a Tuesday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is one of 5 podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself. Except on Fridays, that's where I usually answer your questions. If you want your question answered, come by oldpodcast.com/ask and submit your audio. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question by dialing 61 I love OHD. Now, as a bonus, don't forget, if you call and ask a question, it enters you into small special raffles to win books on the first of every month. Plus, a second bonus is that it makes me really happy because I love answering your questions. So I thank you in advance for doing that. And if you've asked me a question and I haven't answered it yet, I promise I will. But for now, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. 6 Tips to Use a Standing Desk Correctly by Joe Leach with Healthline.com. Standing desks have become very popular. Early studies show they can be highly beneficial for health and productivity. This is especially true with versions that adjust between standing and sitting. However, there are no clear guidelines about the best ways to use a standing desk. So, I'm about to read to you 6 tips for using a standing desk correctly. These will hopefully help you maximize the benefits and minimize any negative effects. Tip number 1, alternate between sitting and standing. There's no doubt that sitting too much is not so great for your health. However, that certainly does not mean you should stand all day instead. Studies have found strong associations between lower back pain and standing occupations, such as bank tellers and production line employees. Standing still for long periods is also thought to negatively affect your leg muscles, tendons, and other connective tissues, and may even cause varicose veins. Fortunately, this can be avoided by simply alternating between sitting and standing. The research is still in its early stages, but a ratio of 1-to-1 or 2-to-1 of sitting versus standing time appears to be optimal for comfort and energy levels without affecting productivity. That means for every 1 to 2 hours you sit in your office, 1 hour should be spent standing. Try to alternate between sitting and standing every 30 to 60 minutes. Bottom line, try to alternate between sitting and standing. Early research suggests you should only spend 1 hour standing for every 1 to 2 hours sitting. Tip number 2, adjust your desk and screen. Correct desk height and computer screen position are fundamental for improving comfort and minimizing injury risk in the office. To begin, set your standing desk at about elbow height. This means your elbows should be in a 90-degree position from the floor. As a guide, the average 5'11" or 180-centimeter person would have their desk about 44 inches high, or 111 centimeters. Recommendations for screen position are not black and white, but the general consensus is to have it 20 to 28 inches, or 50 to 71 centimeters, from your face. As a quick reference, the distance should be no less than from the tip of your middle finger to your elbow. The top of your screen should be at eye level with a small upwards tilt of between 10 and 20 degrees. The idea is that you should never need to tilt your neck up or down. If you're using a laptop, try to align the keyboard with your elbow height. However, this may force you to tilt the screen back and your neck downwards, which is not ideal for long-term use. So keep that in mind. Bottom line, adjust your desk and screen for your height. Your desk should align with your elbows, while the top of the screen should be at eye level. Tip number 3, purchase an anti-fatigue mat. Anti-fatigue mats are commonly used in jobs that require extended periods of standing, such as working on a product line or at a counter. These mats reportedly combat standing fatigue by encouraging subtle movements of your leg muscles. This improves blood flow and reduces overall discomfort. Studies show that people who stand for 2 or more hours per day report less discomfort and tiredness when using an anti-fatigue mat. The mat will also help with leg problems and lower back pain. If you experience leg or lower back pain from standing, then anti-fatigue mats could be very useful. Bottom line, anti-fatigue mats may reduce the tiredness, leg discomfort, or back pain associated with standing more than 2 hours per day. Tip number 4, change your keyboard and mouse position. Working long hours on the computer can strain your wrists. Therefore, it's important to optimize wrist position when sitting or standing. The ideal angle when standing is slightly more extended, think tilted upwards, than when sitting. A failure to consider this difference in those who frequently swap between sitting and standing has been shown to lead to greater wrist pain and discomfort. In order to protect your wrists when standing, always keep your keyboard and mouse at the same level and your wrists straight when typing. If you still experience sore wrists on occasion, consider using an adjustable keyboard stand and gel mouse pads for optimal support. Bottom line, the ideal wrist position differs slightly between standing and sitting, so consider this when using your standing desk. Tip number 5, use arm supports. An arm support is soft padding or surface area that attaches to your desk. It is designed to reduce pressure on the wrist that operates the mouse. This is a well-researched area with numerous studies showing arm supports can significantly reduce the risk of developing neck and shoulder problems. These are worth looking into if you often experience problems, especially on the side of your dominant hand. Bottom line, attaching an arm support to your desk may help with shoulder and neck problems, especially on the side of your dominant hand. And finally, tip number 6, remember to take breaks. Even though standing at your desk is better than sitting, you should still take regular breaks to move and stretch, clear your head, and rest your eyes. For some people, those quick breaks come naturally, while others may need an automated reminder. A great option is to install reminder software on your computer, or to download a break reminder app on your phone. There are many free versions of both of these. One study found that after just 2 weeks of using a reminder program, call center employees experienced less upper limb and back discomfort. Bottom line, try using an automated software or app to remind you to take regular breaks throughout the day. Tip number 7, anything else? Using a standing desk can be really great for your health. However, a standing desk can be difficult to get used to and can even cause problems when not used correctly. So try and use the tips I just shared with you to maximize the benefits of your standing desk while minimizing the risks. You just listened to the post titled 6 Tips to Use a Standing Desk Correctly by Joe Leach with Healthline.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
So I really appreciate the author's balanced approach to these standing desks. Because it's true, standing for too long can also cause problems. But standing desks are great because it kind of forces you to remember to not sit for as long too. And so it's very true that standing too long can lead to certain health problems. Yes, varicose veins are one of those, but also we're learning that it may damage the valves in our veins, which causes the blood to pool in our feet. And over the long term, that could lead to other issues like heart disease. And we're also learning that standing does burn a few more calories than sitting, which is great. And so really, the ideal mix would to be, okay, you sit for a little while doing work at your desk. Then you spend some time standing. Hopefully you incorporate that every 30 to 60 minutes. And then on top of that, you actually move your body. Maybe you go take a quick 5-minute walk, or you walk down the hall to give somebody a message instead of calling them on the phone or using your office's chat function. Because by moving, you're going to force some of those big muscles in your legs to squeeze those veins and push the blood back up towards your heart. And that's what we want to have happen so the blood doesn't sit and pool in your feet. So again, that would be the ideal. You sit for a little bit, then you stand, but then don't forget to actually move, to actually walk. And that'll be the happiest medium. The happiest medium, well, I don't know if that made any sense, but you get the idea. That would be, let's say, the perfect balance. That's better. All right, once again, before I go, if you want to possibly hear your question being answered right here on the show, plus be in special bonus raffles, come by oldpodcast.com to submit your audio. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. I thank you in advance for doing that. I love listening to and answering your questions. All right, that's it for today. Thank you, as always, for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber to the show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.